Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Smart Choice Windows and More Studios, we're in them. Rodney McLeod, he's in them. He joins us right now. Hello, Rodney.
What's going on?
I missed you last week.
Did you?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did. Why wouldn't I miss you last week?
I don't know. I just asked, did you?
I did.
That's a fair question.
Our Tuesdays feel incomplete your wife, without you.
You know when you leave for a good period of time and your wife, you come back and you're like, I miss you.
Like, I think she says that just because she has to. She feels like she's obligated to. At least my wife. I'm not sure about yours or Tony.
When we say it, and then they're like, did you really? What's your response?
Yeah, I did. I did. I'd rather be with her than Tone.
We got a chance to meet her at your lovely event.
I'm talking about my wife. Now, you didn't meet my wife.
No, I haven't seen
his wife.
Actually, I just saw your
wife. You saw my wife on Black Friday. What are you talking about?
You know, it's great for the holidays, for everybody and their significant others to get together.
Yeah. Now, yeah, you guys did meet my wife. And we greatly appreciate you guys for coming out.
The hell with us. I thought it was a great thing that you did. Yeah. And I love that community over there. I know the high school principal over there, the good doctor. I think that it is just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful football team. It was good to see. Did you meet that quarterback they have?
I didn't. I did not.
He has an arm like a cannon.
Okay.
That kid can spin it.
He's got a future.
And I swear to God, he was carrying the turkeys. And did you ever see Dazed and Confused?
No.
So Dazed and Confused, there's that scene where that old man goes up to Randall Pinkfloyd. About 2,000 yards in this arm coming up. Got to go out and get a win. Looking good, looking tough. Like, I immediately started into old man mode going, oh, this arm, you got another year, right? Another year, right, buddy? Yeah, he's a good one there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a nice thing, and you guys are fine folks. I was so amazed at the gravitational pull that Jameis Winston had.
Right.
I've seen him in locker rooms, and I've seen him on TV, and he was with the Shop with the Pro event yesterday and things like that. I'd never seen it live.
Yeah.
And just the way that people just flocked to him. And I go, he could run for mayor today and win.
Yeah.
Like holding babies, taking pictures with them, kissing babies, elderly women.
Or
that
can
loved
lead a
him.
Mega church. I mean, he can do whatever he wanted.
Yeah. Nah, the world is his, honestly. he just has that effect. It's just in him. And you guys saw it on full display. It was, to me, it's also very amazing just to see how much of an impact he can have, not only in the locker room, but in society and to let's be honest, like strangers,
yeah.
First encounters, just to have that effect. So Man, it's always good to have J-Mo in the building. His presence is paramount.
So we have some. I have something I want you to hear because there was a conversation that we had yesterday during Fix My Life, and it was about Wyatt Teller and 6 and 7 over there. It was about Wyatt Teller and his significant other and the not such a good time, not such good hospitality that was given over at Acrisure Stadium over there. Here's Wyatt when answering the questions about how he understands how opposing fan bases act.
Yeah, they were being rough, but I will say, you know, they can say whatever they want. You know, they can, as long as they don't put their hands on a woman or crazy expose themselves or, you know, spit on my wife, you can say whatever you want. You got to understand when you're in a hostile environment like that, what you're going to get.
He actually went a little bit further into detail. Here's Wyatt a little bit more.
This rivalry goes back way too long to be like, oh, you're just the Wyatt. It doesn't matter. I hate you, right? And, you know, I pray that our fans are a little better, but I know that Dog Pound can get a little rowdy. You know, I'm not naive to the fact that this rivalry goes so far back that, you know, you got to understand that it's hostile out there.
All right, so, Roddy, when you hear his wife, I guess it was not a necessarily pleasurable experience going on the road, hostile territory, and obviously Pittsburgh fans were out for blood after they had to see their team go down in prime time a couple weeks before. Have you ever had this happen with your wife? Do you ever have reservations about, you know, having your family at some of these road games?
Yes, my wife has attended a lot of away games over the course of my career. My family in general. You know, so they're not strangers to, let's say, these environments. I think the biggest thing, yes, that is a worry, I think, of all players, especially us husbands, right? When your wife now is saying, hey, you know, I want to go to Cleveland versus, you know, Pittsburgh game. And what you have to know is, yeah, it is going to be a hostile environment. And at the end of the day, I know my wife, she's a competitor. She's somebody that really enjoys the game. Same thing that I've noticed from, you know, Carly is somebody that understands football, is a huge supporter of their husbands, and, hey, is going to maybe talk trash themselves, right? And from my interactions and hearing my wife after games, she's like, yeah, like, you know, there was, you know, us some jawing, but it was always playful. It's never kind of taken the wrong turn. I would say somebody in my family personally where it's gone. It's gotten a little, I guess, created some tension in the stands is my grandmother. She's a very religious cheer. She's a person that is going to chant touchdown from play one to play 60. During timeouts, it doesn't matter. She's going to do it. That's just a passion that lives inside of her. And so, you know, we've had some issues with fans. And that's where, you know, some other family members step in and you know, bring to attention that, look, this is an older woman. She just loves the game of football, and it's all love. But
yeah, you yelled elderly women up
there. Yeah. But, you know, people, and that's what people do. And so it's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it doesn't surprise me. I heard a lot of things going on at that Steelers game. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of it. I wish we were on the right side where Carly was able to, you know, say what she wanted and give those fans peace of her mind. But they did the opposite because we were on the losing side.
I mean, honestly, everybody can do as they wish.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to a Steelers game that was not a Cleveland Browns game, and I didn't wear anything at all. I don't know if I mentioned the Rob Lowe picture of him wearing the NFL hat. That's basically how I went to that game. And they lost that game, so I was happy about that. But I just can't see myself as a grown man going to Pittsburgh even and wearing a Browns jersey during that game. Sitting in a section I would sit in, like their equivalent of 537, I just don't think I would. I don't think I'd do it. I can't imagine I would encourage Liz to come with me.
Yeah,
I don't think that would happen.
No, you got to just be mindful in how you cheer. You have to be a little probably reserved in the way that you chant. Maybe you start off early, very quiet till it gets, to a point where it's intense. But yeah, I think understanding the environment that you're going into, understanding the rivalry that has been placed on this game, really determines how you show up and cheer as a family member of a player. And, I was talking before we got on set and, being in Philly and that Philly-Dallas game is probably equivalent to Cleveland Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you got to know whether you're in Philly or whether you're Dallas, like you said, you might want to keep the jersey on tuck, maybe wear a pair of socks to represent your team, to be honest, because fans it gets ruthless.
Because I think that, again, you played in Philly, so I think a lot of Philly fans are like, well, I didn't ask you to come here. You came here on your own accord, so you're going to deal with it.
And I'm going to deal, exactly.
And while I can't condone that behavior, I imagine that's exactly how they feel. Is there places on the road, like if you play the Raiders in Oakland? I don't think it's that way anymore. I really think it's a giant vacation destination now, unfortunately, for the classic Raiders.
There's some
Raiders.
Safe zones. There's some safe zones.
Yeah. But if I played for anybody, do I really want to, I can take my wife and make sure she's in a area that is going to be cut off from other people. I can try to. But if it's Cousin Jimmy, I can't make sure he's at all these things or he can be in not general pop in all these things. So it's like, hey man, I don't know if I would go to the game in Oakland. Yeah. I don't know if I would go to the game in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
and be anywhere near the upper deck on those situations.
Yeah.
Rodney, is it any of the fans' business or media's business what a player does when it comes to rehab and whether they're around the football team? Because it's coming up that the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, who has been injured, looked to be in Florida, looked to be enjoying himself, while we're also watching last night Dak Prescott is at the Cowboys game. He's been on crutches. He's been going to each and every game. Is it any of our business, how those that we feel represent the team, how they behave and where they're at?
Honestly, it's totally up to the player where they choose to rehab, to be quite honest. There is no contract or stipulations that you have to rehab at the facility or rehab even in the city that you play in. You have to do what is best for your well-being and for your future of football. And I don't really think I understood that early on when I experienced my first season-ending injury, ACL, the year after we won the Super Bowl. You kind of get into this mindset of, man, I think I have to stick around and be here in order to rehab. But, over time and, talking to other guys, and you'll see, oh, wow, why aren't they here? Oh, well, they're at a facility in Dallas, or they're in a facility in California, or they went to this surgeon. They need to stay there for a significant amount of time in order to make sure that everything is moving fluidly in the early stages of rehab. It may be later on get back. And then there's always touch points, along the way with the team, whether you come in or it's arranged. So at the end of the day, people make their players make their own decision on what they feel is best for them.
Do you think optics should ever factor into any of this? I mean, Deshaun's a captain, right? And so he's somebody who has the biggest contract in NFL history, most guaranteed money, and all those things that fans bring up all the time. In the end, can you ever worry about optics? Can you ever worry about, you know, what people are saying about a given situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's everybody's going to have an opinion on what they feel is best. But at the end of the day, you know, is it about the look or is it about the final results? And I think it would, for me, it's about the end results. If you're telling me this is my future, this is how I can, you know, provide for my family and do best for what's for the team, is me being my best self, and putting me being my best self maybe is rehabbing outside of what people feel should be right. And, you know, I think you just have to live with whatever a player decides.